your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQT St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air, he's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad, bad. To the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, the most hated son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio today or any day, and that's okay. I'll take it for what it is. I'll take it for who I am. All I am is a no-good son of a bitch giving you the truth day in and day out. I don't pick it apart. I don't say, hey, I'm a Democrat or hey, I'm a Republican. When something goes good for the Democrats, I'll stand tall with them. When something goes good for the Republicans, I'll stand tall with them. But when things go bad for both parties, and they do a lot, I'll stand against them. And all I ask you good people is to read and research what I say, read and research what other people say, and then you make your own decision. That's the problem. I have people stop me all over every day and say, Bob, I agree with you, or Bob, I don't agree with you. And we can sit there and we can argue the point. But most of the time when we leave that conversation, we leave shaking hands knowing that we respect each other, even though I may not agree with them and they may not agree with me. Now, there's plenty of times when we agree with each other and that makes it that much better, but it doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to agree with our family. We don't have to agree with our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles. We don't always have to agree with them because we're not going to. There's going to be plenty of times. There's going to be plenty of times when you'll argue with a family member, and when it's all over, you'll say, hey, I totally, totally disagree with you, but I still respect you as a family member. I still respect you as a person, and we can go about our business. But so many people, if you don't agree with everything they say, you're totally wrong. And that's not the right philosophy to have, because sometimes I think I'm right, then I'll find out later that I'm not. I'll call the people and apologize, and I'll go along with their program. And they've done the same for me, and I'm sure they've done the same for you and people throughout your neighborhood, your cities, your state. We have to all come together. We can't all say, hey, everything that I or you or anybody else says or done is completely right, because sometimes there's my truth, there's your truth, and then the real truth is somewhere in the middle between my truth and your truth. And that's what we have to think about. That's what we have to look at. Go ahead, caller. You're on the dark side. Go ahead, caller. You're on the dark side.
Yes, I was calling about trying to apply for a job. You know, I was...
You'll have to call off the air and apply for a job, sir. We don't take applications on the air. Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, this ass white bastard, he was getting ready to cuss us out. He was getting ready to say something smart. And as you could probably hear, he was a nigger. Now, I don't know. There's a lot of proud black people in this world. I talk to them every day. And I thank them for being proud and being black. And they, in turn, thank me for being white and being proud. See, we don't have to always agree. People never, never, never agree on everything. But what we can agree upon is we all have the right to give our opinion. We all have the right to give what we think is truthful. And hopefully we can argue with the other side and come up to some situation where maybe a little bit goes my way, maybe a little bit goes the other guy's way. But at the end of the day, there's enough good in this conversation for me. There's enough good in this conversation for the people I'm arguing with that we can come with some kind of conclusion that'll benefit everybody. I don't understand why and how they let this crap go and they say, no, no, no. That guy's totally wrong. That guy's totally wrong. And I'm totally right. Now, it's going to be amazing at some point in time, it's going to be amazing that people are finally going to say, hey, I'm tired of going through all this bull crap, and I'm going to take my responsibility, and I'm going to fight these bastards because I think I'm totally right. Now, some of these son of a bitches think they're totally right. Some of these son of a bitches think that they've got every right to fight their opposition. You can legally fight your obligation, but you cannot go out and physically hurt your opposition. Now, these bastards will say, hey, I'm against him. I'm against what he's saying. I'm against what he's talking about, and I don't think it's right. But he has every right to give his opinion. He has every right to think like he wants to think, to do what he wants to do, just as I and everybody else, just as I and all 330 million people in this great United States has the same right to fight when we think we're right. Now, there's been many, many times that somebody will find out that they're not totally right or they're not right at all. These are intelligent people that will research and come up with a conclusion that may be good for both sides. Some people will do that. Other people say, hey, I don't give a damn what they say. I don't give a damn what they say. I'm right. They can talk all day long, but I'm right. And those are the no good son of a bitches. That's both the niggers, the black people who don't think right, the black people who aren't dedicated and obligated to this great country. And that's the white people that do the same thing, that aren't obligated to this country. They're only obligated to themselves. And it amazes me why we let this crap go, but we do, and we're going to continue to let it go, and we're going to sit back and say nothing. I read over in Missouri will probably legalize pot sooner or later. Why not make it sooner? They've done a big article in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace talking about legalizing recreational marijuana. And these asswipe bastards from the St. Louis Post-Disgrace and Todd Robertson, he's the one leading the charge. He's the editorial page director. They're talking about, hey, we're going to legalize it. Let's don't fight it. Let's go ahead and make it sooner than later. It says, if only the end of trouble and expense of enforcing pot laws that seem destined to eventually be off the books. They're talking about in Missouri votes in 2018 legalized medical marijuana. The state has also legalized scores of dispensaries. Sales will begin later this year, and revenues expect to exceed $100 million by 2025. Now, they can talk and they can argue and they can do all they want, and I'm hardly ever with the St. Louis Post disgrace, and I'm never, ever, ever with Todd Robinson, that failed jerk off, no good son of a bitch, little asswipe. I think gay son of a bitch. I'll never, ever agree with him. But I do have to say that they can talk about marijuana. They can talk about the good parts of marijuana. They can talk about the bad parts of marijuana. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to legalize marijuana, because if they don't legalize it, it's going to be sold anyway. It's sold for medical purposes now. What's to keep it on the street be sold for recreational purposes? Now, people will argue, well, we can't do that because it's not medical, it's recreational. But more people than not have said, hey, Illinois has recreational marijuana. A lot of other states have recreational marijuana. Why can't the state of Missouri? We've got medical marijuana. Why can't we have recreational marijuana? And I think the time's coming, and I think it's right around the corner, that they'll legalize marijuana for recreational use. And then in the same page in the St. Louis Post disgrace, they're talking about our good friend, not a good friend of mine. I've talked with him a few times. Don't know him that well. Talk about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh has done a great job. Now, he's not perfect. He's not perfect like all of us, not perfect. But he tries to do what's right. He tries to bring back the information that will help all of us out. Yeah, but it's not happening. It's not happening because you're getting all these liberals, you're getting all these Democrats saying that, hey, Rush Limbaugh shouldn't be immortalized because Rush Limbaugh was no better than anybody else. And I have to agree. I have to agree with them on that Rush Limbaugh is no better than anybody else. But having said that, Rush Limbaugh is no worse than anybody else. We all of us have our good points. All of us have our bad points. And we'll fight and fight and fight until we can't fight anymore. And that's okay. I agree with that. But when they'll take somebody like Rush Limbaugh, they'll take somebody, I don't care what side of the political aisle a son of a bitch is on, if it's Rush Limbaugh on the Republican side or some of these asswipe Democrats that are talk show host on the Democratic side, it makes no difference. If somebody wants to put somebody up there on a pedestal, if somebody wants to say, hey, this guy was good and this guy was bad, that's their prerogative. That's their prerogative to say whatever the hell they want. But it's also our prerogative to say just the opposite. You know, we can hear somebody on radio or television and they can say, hey, Rush Limbaugh is one of the best. They're going to put him in the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Trump's going to give him the Medal of Honor. And then you'll have some of the Democrats say, hey, he ought to be in jail. He ought to be under the jail. And you'll get Republicans that'll say just the opposite. But my point there is, how the hell are they going to let recreational marijuana be okay in Illinois, probably in Kentucky, in Kansas, and not in the state of Missouri? I think they know they're wrong. I think they know at some point in time, they're going to have to say, hey, it's okay. Let's go ahead and run with it. And hopefully they will. It just amazes me how people back off a situation and won't fight it. I don't understand why that is, but it's amazing that it goes that way. I see over in the Illinois side, the Granite City School District has hired a new district superintendent. Their superintendent they have now is going to retire, Jim Greenwald. He's been retiring after 30 years with the Granite City School District. They say he's been superintendent for 7. He says he's got 2 granddaughters and he wants to quit fighting the fight. The scholastic fight, and he wants to fight the personal fight, and he said that in good faith. He just wants to get around, and he wants to be with his grandchildren. And I don't blame him for that. So he, at the first of the school year, starting, I guess, in September, he will be gone. He will be retired. And Stephanie Kane, who has worked for Granite City, who grew up in Edwardsville, she will be the new superintendent. And it's kind of amazing because usually there's a male superintendent, but I think it's good. I think it's good that they finally said, hey, we're going to put a female superintendent in there. And I think they feel the same way I do. I don't give a damn what color they are. I don't give a damn what race they are. I don't give a damn if they're men, women, black or white, Democrat or Republican. As long as you can get somebody in these school districts that'll do what's right. Not what they think's right or not what their friends and family want them to do, but to do the things that they think right. And I honestly think that Jim Greenwald, I think he's done a decent job. I worked with him years back, and I think he's done a decent job. But it's amazing whenever you fight the fight, sometimes you win it, sometimes you lose it, and people will talk about it, and they'll just let it go. They'll let it go because they don't want all this crap to go on. They don't want to see a school superintendent get hurt or a school superintendent get fired for something that he hasn't done or she hasn't done. But they'll play that way. They'll play that way, and they'll keep it. They'll keep it that way. Also, I see that the state of Illinois is ready to lose another congressional district in southern Illinois. It's expected to disappear following the 2020 census, raising concerns from about the redistricting process that determines the number of seats a state gets in Congress. They're talking about the 15th congressional district going by the wayside. Right now, that's the district the Republican John Shimkus has. And you guys remember old poor John. He was going to run five two-year terms, and then he was out of there. He didn't give a damn what anybody said. He was going to be out of there. And what happens? He runs one, I've got four left. He runs two, I got three left. He runs three, I got two left. He runs two, he has one left, and then he does the last one. And instead of doing what he gave everybody in the 15th Congressional District of Illinois, instead of giving them his word and staying and doing what he said he was going to do, retire, he says, I can't retire because the people in my district have demanded, that I stay as the congressman in the 15th congressional district. So he stayed, I don't know how many more terms. We're going to have to look into that and find that out. But now all of a sudden, he's retired for good. And now the Democrats in Illinois are talking about they're going to redistrict that whole area and they're going to lose one seat. And when they lose that one seat, it's going to be a Republican seat. So there'll be one less Republican in the congressional district in Illinois. There won't be one more Democrat, but in essence there will be, because again, there'll be one less district, and that one less district's not going to hurt the Republicans. I'm sorry, not going to hurt the Democrats, because the Democrats never had the seat. They'll give that seat up, and that'll be one less Republican seat. Now, I don't think at this point in time, that they give a damn about it, the Democrats. Now the Republicans do, because they think they did a good job. They think they deserve to put somebody else, to get somebody else in a position as congressman, but they're going to lose. At the end of the day, they're going to lose one congressional seat. And again, that one congressional seat is not going away for the Democrats. It's going away for the Republicans, and I don't think the Republicans give a damn. I think the Republicans are happy that there's a seat that's going to be lost. It's going to cost the state of Illinois one congressman, but it's not going to be a Democratic congressman. It's going to be a Republican congressman. And at the end of the day, I think you'll see that even though there'll be one less congressional district, it'll appear that there's more Democrats in the congressional districts than there are Republicans. And it actually will. It actually will be that. And it's amazing, but they're going to fight the fight. They're going to fight the fight, the Democrats are. And I think at the end of the day, they'll win out. Now, it's a shame. It's a shame that they have to fight and fight and fight the Republicans. It's a shame that the Republicans have to fight and fight the Democrats, but it appears to me, after being in politics over 50 years, it appears to me that that's what's going on. That's what's going to continue to go on, because at this point in time, nobody, I say nobody, really gives a damn. They're going to let this crap go and go and go until they're all going to say, hey, there's too much crap going on. Let's don't worry about one less congressman. But they will worry about it. And at the end of the day, the Democrats will say, hey, it is what it is. We lost a congressional seat. We, as the United States, lost a congressional seat. Of course, it was given or voted on to be a Republican for all these years. But now with all of the population going down, they decided they need to get rid of it. And I guess they will split it up. And I think at the end of the day, with Pritzker being a Democrat, with all the elected positions in Illinois being Democrat, with the Illinois House being supermajority Democrats, and in the Illinois Senate, supermajority being the Illinois Democrats, I don't think the Democrats can want for much more. I honestly don't think they can want for much more, and they're going to keep fighting the fight and doing what needs to be done until it's over with. Now, I know a lot of people will say, well, why are they going to continue the fight? Well, they're going to continue to fight just like they continue to fight now in this presidential election coming up in November, because they can. They can fight. The Democrats can fight, especially in the state of Illinois. They can fight in some other states and win. Now, there's a lot of states that the Democrats can fight in the presidential election coming up, and they won't be able to win. And I honestly think that Trump's going to win. He's going to be a winner. I don't know how big he's going to win, but I would bet anybody at this point in time that he's going to be a winner. And a lot of people will say, well, what makes you think, or what makes anybody else think, that Trump's going to be a winner with all the fight that he's been fighting, with everything that's going on? They're acting like it's no big deal, that Trump's going to be ahead of the game and Trump is going to be the winner. I've talked to enough people, and I think they're probably right. Now, I know you good people like the national issues, as I do, but somebody has to work on the local and state issues, and that's what I do. I'll take a national issue and run with it, but you hear that on every radio station, every television station throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, throughout the year. So we're going to play it as we have all these years, a little bit different. We're going to go where a lot of people don't want to go because they don't know how to get there. We're going to talk about local issues. We're going to continue. We're going to continue our fight on local issues. And again, if something comes up on the federal level, we're going to talk about it. Have you guys heard that the old mayor over in St. Louis, Lida, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Cruson, how she's starting to fight some of the black leadership. She's starting to fight some of the black political dignitary in St. Louis. Now, they're saying that she's not qualified. They're going to run a black against her, and they make no qualms about it. Hey, we've got a black candidate who we think can win. We've got a black candidate who is best for our city, and come next election, we're all going to be out for her. And I think it's going to be Jones. Now, I don't know for a fact, but I would assume that they're all starting to back Jones. They're finding out that she's going to get all kinds of black support. And I think she'll get enough white support that she probably will become the winner. Now, I know Lida Cruson is telling everybody that she's pulling the votes together and she thinks she can win. And she thinks what she's done for the city has been the best that can be done. And I have to somewhat agree with her. What she's done for the city is the best that can be done, but the best that can be done is not good enough today or any other day. Now, they'll act like that they can get the winning candidate across the aisle come election day, but I don't think Lida Cruson has it in her. I don't think she get enough black support to win an election. Now, she may get a decent number of the whites, But that's not going to make any difference because she's going to need every black vote she can get. And I've talked to people in St. Louis. Matter of fact, I talked to some on Thursday, last Thursday. They don't think she can pull it off. I honestly don't think she can pull it off. But again, that's yet to be seen. But it amazes me. It amazes me how people think that they can pull something off when nobody else can. Now, they've talked about that in politics for the last 15, 20, 25, 30 years, and it's worked up until now. But I think now, with the way St. Louis is, with the way they've got, I guess, just about 50-50 black and white, I don't think the black community gives a damn. I think all they give a damn is about getting power. Now, and I think the white community is about the same. I think that's about all they give a damn about is getting power. So we're going to have to see. We're going to have to see where that goes. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk whatever you good people want to talk about. I may put some of you people on the air, so feel free to give us a call. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was spiced, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boom and shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
This is
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, rottenest, no good a son of a bitch you'll ever want to hear on the radio. But what you will hear is the truth. You won't hear no bullcrap. You'll hear the truth, and you won't get it. You will not get it anywhere else. Go ahead, Jeffrey. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Mr. Romanek.
Hello.
I'd like to talk about that Snoop Dogg making an Oprah Winfrey cry.
What are you talking about?
Well, Snoop Dogg, Gail was doing an interview, and they mentioned Kobe Bryant about his sex charges.
Mm-hmm.
And Snoop threatened Gail, said, why don't you come after them white people instead of coming after your own people? Upset Gail, and then he was threatening her, like, we'll come get you, and all that. So they asked Oprah Winfrey about it, and she was like, yeah, she's getting death threats now, all this because of Snoop Dogg. And yet he's on the commercial for the General for insurance.
Uh-huh.
And, we should protest him even being on them kind of commercials.
Yeah.
He ain't nothing but a piece of crap.
What area do you live in, Jeffrey?
I'm in Arnold, Missouri.
Arnold? What do you think about this situation? And I know you think like I do that it's getting out of hand. What do you think about this situation with the white and the blacks? Instead of coming together, instead of working together and trying to unite as one, they seem like they're getting further apart each year, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't think they want peace. I think if you come to talk to like 75% of them, they probably say they don't want peace.
Well, why do you think that'd be, Jeff? Do you know?
I think they, who knows what, you know what I mean, like what they're thinking, but they'd rather just, for whatever reason, they like the chaos, they just don't want peace. And we're way behind the game on it, so we need to not want peace neither.
You know, Jeffrey, I have to agree with you, and it's a shame because I've got a lot of proud black friends. I'm an ex-police officer, homicide detective in East St. Louis, Illinois. I'm the ex-chief of Washington Park. I'm the ex-chief of Balmoral, Illinois. And it's amazing. It's amazing how even some of the white people, they don't want. I think the decent whites and the decent blacks, Jeffrey, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think the decent whites and decent blacks want to come together as one and stop a lot of this crime and make this a decent place to live. But for whatever reason, and maybe I'm wrong, and you can disagree with me if you'd like, but I think that a lot of the whites and a lot of the blacks, they want to keep this controversy going. They want to keep this crap going because I've found out in the last 5-10 years that although the whites used to back off when there was a situation with the blacks, I don't think they're doing it anymore, Jeffrey. And I think at the end of the day, I think there's going to be trouble for both the whites and the blacks if we don't all come together. What's your take on that?
I agree, but you know, there's a lot of proud whites, but the majority of them don't rule no more.
Yeah.
It's just a few that is ruling, and they're dictating what everybody else is thinking. Until we can come together with the proud blacks and say this way, they're going to have it their way with the chaos. And look, we got Bruce Franks again being recognized on the awards.
Well, he didn't get an award, did he? He got nominated for an award.
Nominated, but who would even, come on.
Yeah, well, you know what, you know, Jeffrey, that's probably true. But see, these niggers, they don't care if they don't get the award as long as they get nominated, because I'm sure Bruce Franks will take it in the next week or month or two or three and say, hey, I got second, and I guarantee he didn't get second. He probably got fifth. But he's going to take that. He's going to run with it. And when it's all said and done, then not the proud blacks, but the niggers will pick up on that, and they'll act like that he really did something good, don't you think?
Right. That'll be their next hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing. Well, Jeffrey, thank you very much for the call, for the concern. You keep up the fight. And where do you live at, Jeff?
Where did Bruce Franks go hide out at? Florida?
You know what, Jeffrey? I don't know where he went, but I do know that he was one of the ones nominated, but there were other people nominated for another awards that probably didn't get 5% of the vote, and I think that Bruce Franks was right up there with 4 or 5 or 3% of the vote. But, you know, these niggers don't care. And Bruce Franks, Jeffrey, is a typical no good, good for nothing, low life nigger, because all he wants to see is his name out there. He don't care if it's good, bad, or indifferent. As long as his name's out there, to him, he's being successful, don't you think?
Correct, but I'd like to say, well, we all need to call the general for that insurance, and we see Snoop Dogg driving that car and tell him we don't want to see him in that car no more.
You know what, Jeffrey? That's a good point. And see, I don't really. I'm sure that you care, and a lot of other proud blacks care. I don't give a damn one way or the other. But you're probably right. He shouldn't be involved in that. But I will. And thanks for the call, Jeff. I really appreciate it. It amazes me how the blacks are 14-15% of our entire population in this great United States. 14 or 15% of 330 million people. But when they say something, everybody listens to them. When a white, who is 65, 66, 67%, when they come out and say something, you think these 14% of the niggers give a damn? They do not give a damn about anything. They're going to fight you, and they're going to continue to fight you. But what really pisses me off, and hopefully it pisses some of you good people off, both proud white and proud black, these guys can't win. The proud people can't win because they keep backing off and backing off, and they let the 12 or 14% of the niggers come about and do whatever they want. Now, when I say 12 or 14%, there's probably, say, let's round it off to 15% of the population in this United States are black. Probably 11 to 12% are decent, hardworking, proud black people who bust their ass to get ahead of the game, who bust their ass to help their family and friends get ahead of the game. Now, there's 1 or 2 or 3%. But see, that 3%, these guys will go out there, and I've said it 1,000 times, I'd rather have 5 blacks on my side, no matter if they know what they're fighting for or not. I'd rather have 5 blacks on my side than 50 whites. Because the 50 whites, you know what the vast, vast, vast majority will say? Hey, listen, I don't want to get involved. We're going to stay out of this. Maybe it'll die out, but I don't want to get involved. And they'll tell their friends, knowing that they're correct and that the niggers are wrong, but there again, they don't want to get involved. So what do? They back off. They let the niggers go forward. And you'll find that in every, well, I shouldn't say every commercial, but you'll find that in many, many, many of the commercials. It's always one black and one white, or one white and 2 blacks, or one white, 1 black, and 1 Hispanic. But in every, just about every ad anymore, and I think you'll see it more and more as time goes on, you're going to find more blacks in all these commercials, more blacks in all this crap, because, see, they're getting away with it. They're getting away with it. They're letting people say, oh, look, there's a proud black person. And now this person may not be proud, and he is black, but he's going to get out on TV. He's going to get out on one of these commercials, and he's going to act like he's really somebody. And you'll see the next commercial and the next commercial and the next commercial. And what will it show? It'll show a black person and a white person, or a black person, a white person, and a Hispanic person. You never see just white people anymore, even though we're still the vast, vast majority of the population. You're not going to see white people anymore. You're going to have to see 1 white, 1 black, maybe 1 Hispanic, 1 Puerto Rican, 1 Italian, maybe 1 Oriental. But you're not going to see the way it was 5, 10, 15 years ago. Because the black community is not going to let it happen. And there's not a damn thing, people, not a damn thing we can do about it. Rather than let it go, rather than say, hey, we fought the fight long enough and we're not going to win because we won't stick together. And when the white community doesn't stick together, that will show you that the black community, being the vast, vast, vast minority, the black community will continue to fight until they get more and more and more and more, and I say more, structure in all these advertisements. I've heard them say before, hey, we may not be the majority, but we're going to talk like we're the majority. We're going to act like we're the majority. We're going to get in everybody's face like we're the majority. And you know what the stupid white people are going to do? And I've heard some of them say it. Stupid white people are just going to back down. And you know what I said a few years back? No, that's not going to happen. White people are going to stand up. But that's one of the few times, that's one of the few times that I've been wrong, people, because white people in general, will not under any circumstance, will they stand up and take credit for what they've done. They would much rather, and I've seen it happen time and time and time again, they'd much rather back off. And you know what they always say? Let's let it go this time. We'll hook on next time. We'll get our evens next time. But you know what happens the next time? They never get their evens. We'll let this one go and we'll back off and we'll get the next one. And they continue to do that. And as you people see throughout all the news media, throughout all the TV stations, all the radio stations, it's not happening. The blacks are starting to attempt to take over. And even though they're still the vast, vast minority, I think at some point in time, if white people and proud blacks don't come together, I think you're going to see it where the niggers will start to take over. Now, they won't be the majority in our lifetime, but it won't make them any difference. It will not make them any difference because they're going to take control. And when somebody says, how the hell do they get control when they're only 15% and the white people are 65, 66%, why can't we all come together and give everybody a fair shake? You know what the niggers will say? No, it's not going to be that way. We don't have to be the vast majority to take control of this situation. We've taken control of a lot of other things, and you people, if you watch it, you'll see that what I'm saying and what other people are saying is correct. It's not going to get better. It's not going to get better until we make it better, and we're not going to make it better when we sit on our asses and let these niggers, and not only the niggers, let these niggers and let these crackers go. It's amazing. It's amazing how a lot of white people will say, hey, I just don't want to get involved. And I will tell them, if you don't get involved, there's going to be a point in time where you're not going to be able to get involved because it'll still be the vast, vast, vast minority of the black population. But they're going to come out so strong, they're going to say, hey, we don't care about the white people. Even though they're 65, 66, 67%, and we're 14, 15%, we're going to show them that we're stronger than they are. We're going to do what we want to do. And at the end of the day, if they don't like it, they can kiss our ass. And that's the way. That's the way it's been going. That's the way it's going to continue to go. And if you proud white and proud black people, if you read the newspapers, if you watch TV, you're going to have to say, hey, that crazy-ass, no-good son of a bitch Bob Romanek's correct. Even though the white people are the vast majority, even though the white people have the proud blacks on their side, that's not going to make any difference at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's going to be the ones that are more powerful, not the ones that have the most strength, not the ones that have the most people involved in their camp, but the ones that have the most strength. And at this point, the strength is going way, way, way out for the black community, the 2 or 3 or 4% of the niggers, and again, throw the crackers and the hunkies in there, the 2 or 3 or 4%, they're going to tell all of us, we don't give a damn what you say or what you do. We're going to take over. We're going to take over no matter what it takes. And if you want to fight us, you can fight us, but we'll win. We will win in the end. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. What's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And you are always, I say always, proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the last few minutes. We've got a lot of callers. We'll take one last caller because we don't have enough time to talk about anything else. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the dark side.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Fine, sir.
Hey, I tell you what, you are a really great guy. I really enjoy listening to you, and since I've been listening to you, I've been trying to spread the word and,
well, thank
and
you.
Let everybody know what we need to be doing, you know.
Well, Dan, thank you very much. That's awful kind of you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today, and that's really all I got today. I'm on the road, but I just want to tell you thank you again.
Well, you know what, Dan, thank you very much for the time, the consideration, and I hope you'll listen to me. And if you don't believe me, research what I've said. If you find out that I'm right, I hope you'll say, hey, Bob, you were right. And if you find out I'm wrong, call me back. And if I find out I'm wrong, I'll be the first to admit it. But thank you very much for driving, Dan. We need a lot more truck drivers because you guys are great guys. You do great work, and you have to be there. As always, it's about time to go, so I have to say to everybody that called, we didn't get their calls. Maybe we'll try to do it tomorrow, but we've only got an hour. We're probably going to go to 2 hours here shortly. I know they want me off the air. They can't get me off the air. They can get me off these stations. They can make these stations go dark, but they can't keep me or you or anybody else from being on the air speaking the truth. I know they'd like to stop us, but they can't. So I say to that, as we go into the first part of the week, always be proud of who you are and what you do. But always know sometimes you're going to be right and sometimes you're going to be wrong. So let's all continue the fight to get rid of these asswipe bastard, no count, good for nothing, recreational, I'd say recreational bastards, but they're not even recreational. They don't give a damn what's right or what's wrong. They're going to do what they want to do. But let's try to make it a point to get rid of these converted people who think that they've converted themselves to be decent religious people when all they are no count, good for nothing crap bums. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitic perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, day in and day out, you know what we have to do. We have to destroy these no good son of a bitches before they continue attempting to destroy us. As always, 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 never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.